In John 10:28, Jesus said, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." John 10:28 is a wonderful and true promise, but only as Jesus meant it to be understood. To discern this, we must examine verse 27 carefully to learn who the pronouns "them" and "they" are referring to in verse 28. Together, these two verses from the NIV read, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Verse 27. "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." Verse 28. Verse 27 clearly describes the type of person who will never perish. As mentioned in the next verse, he said his sheep are listeners of his voice, whom he knows and who follow him. The word translated "follow" is present indicative active in the Greek, which means that it expresses continuous action. In other words, as long as we remain faithful and continue to follow Jesus, he will indeed assure us that we will never perish. Verse 28. To disregard verse 27 is to twist John 10:28 out of context and dangerously distort Jesus' teaching into something different. The promise of never perishing, as cited in verse 28, does not exist anywhere in the entire Bible for one who would turn away from a dedication to Christ. For example, Paul knew of widows who turned from Christ and started to follow Satan. 1 Timothy 5:11-15. That apostle knew this could and did happen. Unlike many in our day, Paul did not say of those widows that they were never really saved to begin with because they turned from their dedication to Christ and started to follow Satan. To read into John 10:28 the words, "under any circumstances," after the words "never perish," is to distort the passage. Jesus did not include these words in his promise, and neither should we. The description of his sheep shows that the security cited in the next two verses is a conditional one. All this refutes the "once saved, always saved" primary proof text, or what one proponent called the greatest safekeeping passage in Scripture. God bless you.